Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. Part of the JC Hawks Sports Network. Tune in tonight to hear news about the Tennessee Thunder and the USWFL. Listen live every week on Blog Talk Radio or catch our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many others. Just type in JC Hawks Radio in the search box.
All right. Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. Been telling you we had some news for you about the USWFL. We do. Get to that here in just a second. Real excited about the opportunities we're getting ready to have with this league and the things we're looking forward to doing and some of the teams that we're going after and teams we're getting, things of that nature. Really, really happy about it. You know, these football is, you know, I've had multiple conversations in the last couple of days just on women's football and where we are as a whole. We would like to, we hope that we're closer than ever to, you know, at some point getting the league, you know, where these girls can say, these women, however you say it, you know, can get paid, whether it, you know, just be something. So, you know, that's been the goal since I first was introduced to women's football. But there's always a lot of hurdles in the way, no ifs, ands, or buts. Nevertheless, it is what it is, and we're going to try our very best to make it one of those situations, you know, as soon as we can make it happen. By the way, I'm traveling tonight, so I'm not going to talk very long, sort of make it short. Hope I don't lose the signal, but, you know, there's still league playing. The NBA had playoffs last week, and I believe 2 weeks they're playing in their championship up there. And, I mean, that's a good venue for those ladies. No doubt about it. You know, the WNFC plays at the Cowboys practice facility, I believe it is. And, those are really nice facilities. Well, we're looking forward to having a different venue this year, and hopefully it's going to be something special as well, and we'll be talking about that along the year as we go along, and we got a lot of stuff coming right here that's going to be really good, so, you know, there's just so much to run in these leagues, these teams, get these players, you know, the certain takes so much to not just hard work, but, you know, behind-the-scenes work and people that's been there kind of work and, you know, all that stuff. But then you have to have players. Then you have to have all kinds of help to make this happen. You know, let's not forget about all year long the sideline help that every team has to have. You know, the certain teams, I know they have medical staff to travel with them. You know, they got doctors on the sideline. They've got nurses on the sideline, you know, they travel with their own trainers and coaches and GMs and all that stuff. You know, pretty much like an NFL team. And, you know, those teams, they've got it. You know, everybody else needs to get to this level. It's certainly going to take a lot of hard work from a lot of teams. You know, the fact that every year that so many teams start the season with not a lot of players, and they want to play, and, you know, got to play 11s, and that's fine. I love the 11th game, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you don't have a boatload of players, and it's tough to play 11s. You know, we've seen it this year. Teams fizzle out, start, but, you know, minimum amount of players, get a few hurt, get a few quit, there you are, you're in a bad situation. So, you know, I feel like unless you're playing in the eighth game, you know, you need to have at least 25 to 35 on the roster to play 11s. I mean, it gets down there, you know, pretty close. I know there was times that the Thunder ended up with the final roster 23, and there was, you know, a game or two that they had played with 14 or 15. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, you get between 25 and 30, and then time the end of the season comes on, you get to hope to, you know, finish with travel with 20 or 25. And you can play and compete with that. But when you start with 20 or 18, and if you quit here and there, and if you get hurt, and some have to work, you know, then all of a sudden you're traveling with 12 or 13 players, and that makes it really tough, you know. And then, you know, people start talking about injuries and that kind of stuff. That's where your injuries set in. So there's a lot to be said with recruiting. You know, I know that these teams need to take a different outlook on recruiting the bigger teams. I mean, I understand they're in bigger cities. And they get a lot of the players, but you know what? They probably work at it harder than the teams in smaller cities, you know. It's more to it than just saying, oh, we're going to have a tryout. But, by the way, I forgot to really, you know, advertise it, forgot to really beat the bushes. So we'll just see who shows up. Well, you know, when nobody shows up, then I think you sort of get exactly, you know, what they thought you were going to get. So the fact of the matter is, you know, To make women's football as strong as it needs to be, as strong as we'd like to see it be, is you need a lot of players. You need a lot of help. You need several coaches. You need a lot, basically, you know. It's not just simply like, oh, I want to start a women's football team. And then get into it and realize, oh, this is way more than what I ever dreamed of and what I ever bargained. It's tough. So with all that being said, you know, it's come to the point that, you know, I'm probably most likely retiring and gonna be done coaching. I mean, I'm never gonna say never, but you know, comes the time and just there, and you know, it takes so much to coach, to own these leagues, to do everything else you want to do. And you know, for years I loved team roping, and we got into football, and you just can't have two hobbies. And I pretty much quit roping and all that, and you know, dedicated my time to coaching the Thunder football team and doing the best I could with the league through all that. And you know, I want to get back to roping. I really enjoy it. Jennifer, you know, I don't know how many years she's got left in her, but, you know, or how many years she wants to play. You know, she may, you know, she's going to Mexico, I believe it's in November, and they're playing in those games. And they're going to play four or five games, maybe in a week span, three or four, whatever. That's almost as many as we played all year. You know, maybe it's the type of thing she's in her career, and, you know, she can go to stay in shape and go to those venues and play. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for her, but for me, it's definitely near the end. I've accomplished way more than I ever set out to. I never set out to accomplish all this stuff, and didn't really know what to expect until people started telling me, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, one thing I do know is this, I'm a competitor in anything. I don't care what we're playing, I don't care what we're doing. I'm a competitor, and the more they talked about that, the more I just fired down on it, and, you know, and here we are, you know, what, eight years later, and here we are, and it's not anything to do with any particular team or person. It just, you know, it just comes a time that, you know, it may be there. I'm not going to say never, but you know, that's sort of what I'm thinking. And with all that being said, you know, I'd like to concentrate more on getting back to roping and helping make this league what it what it can be, what the best it can be, and all that kind of stuff. So that being said, I have taken on some new owners, and one of them being Darrell Hobbs. He's from Houston, Texas. He's a former NFL player. He's played for the Raiders, the Saints, and the Seahawks, plus a team in the XFL. A lot of his family is playing in the NFL, and he's going to be in the NFL. Also, Mike Vitale from Detroit Proud. Mike's, you know, his vision of what we want to do and what needs to be done is unbelievable. And then Curtis Pippen, he's also an old women's football guy, been around forever, loves it. You know, they're the new owners with me on this deal. And then we got Pam and Charlie McQueer from Michigan. They're going to be the commissioners. You know, we're taking a total different turn on what we want to do this year. You can check out the Facebook page, and there's going to be lots of new things on there. Come Monday, we'll have a new website. You can visit that and check out all the stuff that, you know, is going to be put up on there. We're going to update it regular. We're going to keep things on there. We're going to try to get this league to where we need it to be. And, you know, it's just been way more than me and Jennifer could do over the years with playing and coaching and, you know, both having full-time jobs. Just trying to survive and do the things you want to do. It's just way too much to do by yourself. And, you know, we've had multiple conversations the last few weeks, and you know, it's just that time. It's a different direction. Same concept. We want to have good football, but the direction we want to go in, you know, we're going to get away from the smaller teams. That seems to be where all the trouble is in women's football, and I've tried forever to keep that alive. You know, I know everybody has to play somewhere. I get it. You know, and that's why I say, you know, the eighth game, if you just don't have a bunch of players, it's the same thing. It's the same concept. It's the same thing. You just, if most people, if you didn't tell them, they wouldn't know. So, you know, it's just became that, you know, you see the bigger leagues. You see the WNFC. They're definitely at the top, you know, one of the better leagues. And you see those teams, the teams themselves, not all of them are very good, but they have enough players that, you know, you look over there and the team's got several players. You know they're going to travel. You know they're going to have go to all the games and stuff of that nature. But the biggest thing is with the vision that somebody like Darrell Hobbs has playing in the NFL, those years, doing what it takes. You know, you should just hear, you know, what it takes and what you hear by being on those teams and in those camps and, you know, if you're trying to make those teams and all that stuff. You know, what you see on Sunday is the finished product. You know, nobody understands. You know, I've had this conversation on here before of talking that somebody's always watching. You never know when somebody's watching. And, you know, it was we just had that conversation with him in the last few days about, you know, telling him you never know who's watching. You never know who's working harder than you. You can't take all that stuff for granted. You can't. And players, especially women's players, and we all are in agreement. We all understand they have lives and all that, and they're not getting paid anything for them. But that doesn't mean you take it any less serious, you know. And I think if we could ever turn the corner, you know, and I'm not telling you that every women's football player is going to get a paycheck. I don't know what the other leagues are, but, you know, we're just trying to build something here that, you know, to get some good, solid, quality teams and build from there. So I can't say for the other teams or leagues or anything like that, I don't know. But I do know this, that we're going to go after good, solid teams. And you know, want to do things right, that want to get the right amount of players, and, you know, how they run their team, that's up to them. That's their business. But we want, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we want to do, take a page out of the WNSC's book. You know, you have to have this amount of players to get started. I think that's a huge, huge thing in women's football, because everybody gets concerned, oh, we got to have teams, and then you just sign these teams, and then after you sign them and you check with them, oh, yeah, we're rolling good, and then they turn in the roster and they got 13 or 14 on the roster, and already you're thinking, man, they ain't going to make it. You know, and as a league owner and you're building these teams and these schedules, we know they're not going to forfeit a home game, so you know whoever they're playing, that they're traveling to, they're worried to death, and nothing good can come out of that forfeit thing. I don't care how much money that you give a team for what they're out, that's all fine and good. But forfeiting a game does something to you that is just unbelievable. It hurts the team, it hurts women's football, hurts your crowd. You know, there's nothing more demising than people showing up to something that's been canceled. You know, I know me and Jim, before the championship weekend, had went to Charlestown, West Virginia to watch horse racing. And she went to D.C. with the friend, and I stopped and picked her up in D.C., and we went on up there. We're running right at the time that we're hauling it all day. Get there, we're like, ain't nobody on the track. Well, we get in there, and guess what? They canceled it because of the smoke from Canada. And I understand, but they didn't post anything. There was a guy right in front of us that just drove from North Carolina to do the same thing, you know. And I'll just tell you, that's just a killer, you know. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, that just puts a bad taste in your mouth. So just think if you got fans of the teams and all that, and they drive to a game, another team didn't show up. Or, you know, you have to put it on there. Well, we had to, you know, team forfeit and all that. Every year it seems like that happens. And I'm telling you, it can't be good. You know, you're trying to get refs lined up. And, you know, these refs, they get opportunities to ref softball games and baseball games. And that's what they do with their spare time. They love it. And, you know, I'm calling saying, okay, here's the date. And, you know, the first thing they say, now, are you sure? Are these teams going to play? Because we tell you we're going to come, and then we don't schedule anything else. Then all of a sudden, you call us two or three days before and say, hey, they canceled. We got no way to get on any other games. So nothing good can become of that. So what I can tell you is when Pam is already really, really working hard on getting things done, things that I couldn't do, never can do, couldn't do. She's doing a great job. I know she's been on multiple phone calls just this week and things that we're working toward. And having these guys, Darrell Curtis and Michael Owen, is just going to be unbelievable with different ideas and different opinions. And, you know, we don't all agree on everything, but what we do agree on is making women's football a success. And that's the one thing we do agree on. And, you know, that's what our vision is. That's what our goal is. And the rest of it, excuse me, will fall in place. So, you know, that's sort of where we're at. Not only that, we got Douglas Shoulder Pads. It's going to be a league sponsor this year. They're coming on board. So, I'm telling you, we're going to do things. We got a lot of stuff in the making. If you don't understand Douglas, Pam, she's the not only is she Mrs. Michigan 2023, she's the first inventor of women's shoulder pads, what they call the Zenith line in Douglas. And, you know, so we got Douglas on board. You know, we're going after more people. I've had Pam on here multiple times, so we didn't talk about any league stuff, but, you know, about the Douglas pads. what it means to keep these girls safe and all that. So, you know, that's a huge opportunity for not only the league, but for teams that are joining this league, you know, what Douglas can bring to the table for all of us. And, you know, it's a huge honor to have them. I'm, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited about it. I want to get more sponsors and stuff out there. We're working. I mean, if you just, you know, now noticed, if we're just getting in, I mean, we just got through playing. And like I say, it's still playing right now, you know. So it's tough, you know. I mean, it's tough, and we're getting a heads up on it. So, like I said, if I mispronounce anybody's name, it's Darryl Hobbs, Michael Vitale, and Curtis Pippen. That's the new owners. And Charlie and Pam McQueer are going to be the commissioners. We've got Doug the shoulder pads aboard. And I'm telling you, I'm just really, really excited. So, you know, to get the new year started. We never know where the teams are going to come from. We know where we've got our eyes on a certain amount of teams and coming here and, you know, hopefully we can land good, solid teams. And not only that, help them become good, solid teams. You know, it's the ideas of everybody that's going to make these teams be successful. You know, as league owners, I think so many times that these teams, the league owners and people just get them and don't try to help them. You know, like I said, you give, you know, like for instance, like the Thunder team, you know, you got one owner, you got two coaches, and you know, everybody works full-time jobs, and you got a little bit of help along the way, but for the most part, you don't have any help. I mean, it's tough, you know, so our deal is we're going to try to, you know, enlighten some of these people, you know, how the bigger teams do it, you know, change up the scenario of them getting more players and holding tryouts and all that, you know. And I just found out today that Douglas is going to start doing uniforms. That'll be huge for teams that, you know, they're right there in Texas. Lots of good things are going to happen in 2024. We're really, really excited about it. You know, it's time. You know, it's just so hard. I'm telling you, you can't imagine it. Everything you do, you know, if everybody don't read the rule book the way you read it, then scrutinized for this and that, you know, don't matter if you do it right or what. Everybody wants to point the finger instead of pointing it in the mirror. You know, that's what I found, and we're getting away from that. I'm telling you, there ain't going to be no just pointing the finger. There's going to be making decisions, making rules, doing all these guidelines, and all that kind of stuff. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have going on, like I said, on the new website we got coming. I think it's supposed to be done on Monday. You can be surprised of how many people we got endorsing the USWFL for this year. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of guys that have played a lot of football going to be behind us. And helping us along that way. Like I say, one of the very first things that we're doing is hunting a really nice venue to have the championship and all-star game. I know, you know, come to the all-star game, and I think you're going to have that all the time. But the one that came was really, really happy and excited. That's a fun time for these girls. You know, some of them, I know some of the girls on the South, that was only part of winning. They had been in on all year. you know, and was just so gracious about, hey, man, we just really appreciate, you know, you just helping us, as, you know, as much as y'all did right here in a short period of time and explaining stuff and understanding and all that kind of stuff. I want to do multiple stuff like that. You know, I love that particular day because we had players from all teams in the league was on each team, and you know, they were some of them that battled out all year long, that was right beside one another on the line or in the huddle, different quarterbacks, different centers. I'm telling you, that's a great thing, and we got to keep that up, and the championship game has got to be better, no ifs, ands, or buts. It will be, no matter what. It will be a different time next year, not the same date, because that's a dead period for high school. And that's one day that hurt, and we couldn't get a nice high school field, or we could the league could have hosted right there in Tennessee and played on a really, really nice facility. But during those dead times, they don't allow anybody at the school and stuff. That hurt. But hunting a good menu, you know, getting teams out there that are serious about playing, that are serious about building a roster, you know, helping them maybe land coaches, you know. I mean, like for Thunder, pretty much they're going to have to hunt coaches, you know. I don't know what, I don't want to speak for Mike Wallace, but for me, and like I said, I'm not going to say never, but a lot would have to occur for me to remain there, and that's not meaning anything bad, but, you know, these teams need good coaching. I mean, that could be another big thing I see, is these teams that struggle, they have an owner that usually is the owner and the coach. They're the only coach and no other owner, and I'm telling you, we've been on that side of it where you own the team, you coach the team, you own the league, and that was never the plan. But there it is, and I'm telling you, it's tough, and no matter what you do, you're not going to make everybody happy. But when you're one person and you're the only coach and you're the only owner, somebody somewhere is going to get left out because there's just not enough of you to go around. And what I've seen is when that happens, is these players are suffering because they're not being good coaches. You know, it's like Darryl, he's got three state championship rings for winning championships in high school. You know, he still coaches high school today, I believe. And so, you know, they're going to have good coaches. They're going to have good coaches. You got Detroit Prowl up there. They have good coaches. They got a boatload of them, you know. Me and Mike have did a great job for the years we've been there, but, you know, we've had Jimmy Shores help us off and on here, too, but it's been me and him all along the way, you know. The times that I would love to be in the booth, but you know what? There ain't enough coaches down there for one of us to go to the booth. And you know, that kind of stuff, I believe, has to change. Now, I believe you can get too many. Don't get me wrong. I firmly believe you can have way too many coaches standing around giving different opinions and ideas, but you certainly need more than one or two. I can assure you that. And you know, hopefully, like I say, with the conditions we got here, Dad and Darryl and Curtis and Mike and Pam and Charlie and everybody along the way with, you know, putting in ideas, and you know, hopefully, you know, we can concentrate just on playing football, not having to try to catch up to stuff on the Facebook page, because I don't do social media. I don't do any of that, and I don't even know how to do it. So, you know, hopefully she can just focus on playing, and if she's going to play, where she's going to play, what, all that. You know, I don't have all the answers. I really don't have a lot of the answers. But I know it's, you know, we're going in a different direction. We've tried and tried and tried for years to help the smaller teams out, and the more you help, the worse it gets. And so you know what? We're going to go in a different direction. And I'm really happy. It was, you know, it was either do something or get out for me. And you know, I was happy to get this deal done and dig with the death. Like I say, I think it's going to be great. I know one thing. Pam McQueer works her butt off talking to these people. And not only that, she can't talk to these people. Even when they get mad sideways and all that stuff. I'm not good at it at all. She does a great job already. I mean, she's already did multiple things and conversations. So it's going to be, you know, it's just getting these teams, getting them lined up, you know, helping them out, getting serious about it, and should be great. So next week I'll try to get maybe Darryl on, maybe Pam, maybe try to get them all on to talk a little bit. From home, it's easier for me to sit there and talk to them as he's driving and give them a little bit of air. Also, one item, we'll have Ian Finn, Detroit's head coach, on, talk about their season and that kind of stuff. So we'll have a lot going on, good stuff coming up next little bit. I just still want to have the show tonight to talk about the newest additions and the direction we're going in with the league and the sponsorship, Doug with shoulder pads, and all of what's coming next. Like I said, we will have a website up and going. I hope it's on Monday, not probably Tuesday. There'll be stuff posted on the league Facebook that's interesting and help everybody. But I'm going to cut it short tonight. I'm traveling. I'm worried about losing and getting cut off. But, you know, all this wouldn't be possible. I say it every week, and I'm serious, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for J.C. Hawk Sports Network, because without her, you know, I would never got this opportunity. And, you know, no matter what, there's lots of people say lots of bad things and this and that and the other about you. She stuck in there and put thick and thin. I appreciate her. Appreciate everybody that listens and tunes in here. And, you know, we don't all have the answers, but we'll give an opinion. Till next Thursday, I'll catch you then. I appreciate it.